Welcome back to the West Side Discussion Podcast. My name is Jay. This is episode 3. Today I'm joined by two members of the Disc Golf Pro Tour, Team Westside's Richie Ortiz and Mitchell Jasper. Richie is finishing up his first year on Team Westside, and Mitchell is the creator of Disc Golf Hot Sauce Challenge you can find on his YouTube channel. Richie, Mitchell, how you guys doing?
Fantastic. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on. Richie, we'll start with you and kind of talk about your disc golf journey. Before we do, though, I do want to say thank you to Birdie Fuel for sponsoring this episode. What I like about Birdie Fuel is it's a way to support your favorite player while drinking a delicious cup of coffee. The first bag I bought was the Chris Clemens Clemenade, and I got it really just to support a fellow lefty. The coffee was so good, though, I wanted to try out their other blends. Currently, I have the Kristen Tatar 6-4. It's a delicious medium roast, a 4-bean blend, fantastic aftertaste. And right now, as we're recording this, I'm sitting here drinking their Rec Life Swiss Water Decaf, a fruity 2-bean blend with hints of blackberry and currant. So if you like disc golf and coffee, check out their offerings on birdiefuelcoffee.com. Pick up a bag based on taste or your favorite player. You really can't go wrong. And when you order, use code WSD10 to save 10%. That's WSD10. All right, Richie, so let's start with you. How long have you been playing disc golf? What got you into disc golf?
Yeah, definitely. So I've been playing disc golf since 2010, so 11 and a half years or so now. And I got into it, actually, funny story. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, actually taught me how to play. I was visiting her up here in Minnesota. I was living in Georgia at the time. And so we were doing long distance. I came up to visit her, and we needed something to do on a Saturday afternoon. And she told me about this local course called Allemagnet. And we went and played 12 holes there. And I told her, you have created a monster. This is something that I'm going to be doing for a long time. I just knew it. I knew myself, and I enjoyed it so much that I was absolutely hooked. And actually, funny enough, now 11 and a half years later, and for the last 5 years, I play leagues every single Monday at Allemagnet. And it always reminds me of that first time I played. So ever since then, I've been playing disc golf. And when I moved to Georgia, in 2001. And so when I went to visit my girlfriend at the time, Camille, we played that first round. I was just visiting Minnesota, right? Because we had just started our relationship. Mm-hmm. And then back in Georgia, my dad figured out that I loved disc golf. He learned that I had a really great time doing it with Camille. And so he got me a yellow disc. He got himself a blue disc, and he got my brother a red disc. And that was the only disc we played with. And it was actually, funny enough, it was a DX Cheetah from Innova. And that was the one disc I had for the first full year of playing disc golf. And since then, I've been absolutely hooked.
Yeah, so that's a very common story. You play one round, and after that, it's just watching that disc fly, hearing those chains, and you're just hooked for life. So are you in Georgia now or Minnesota?
So now I'm in Minnesota. I moved back to Minnesota in 2016. And so Camille and I did long distance for 5 to 5.5 years, I think it was. And her parents lived in Minnesota, and my parents lived in Georgia. And so we were kind of at a 50-50, which way should we go? Should we live in Minnesota or should we live in Georgia? And then actually completely coincidentally, my mom got this great job offer in Minnesota. And so she said, Richie, we're moving back to Minnesota. Sorry for the abrupt news. And at that point, I had no leg to stand on. So I decided, hey, let's just go ahead and move to Minnesota. We can put this argument to rest. And actually, it's been one of the biggest blessings for me that has ever happened in my life, because the disc golf community in Minnesota is just second to none.
Tell me more about that. What's the disc golf scene like in Minnesota?
Yeah, absolutely. So the scene in Minnesota is very, very unique in the way that it's a absolutely gigantic disc golf community. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people involved in the Minnesota disc golf community. And everybody is just so welcoming. And it's actually, you know, despite the fact that it's an absolutely huge community, everybody's so tight-knit, and we kind of all know each other. You know, you play a random tournament, and doesn't really even matter who you're carded up with. You at least know one of them, right? Or you at least have played with one of them. The Minnesota Disc Golf Community is very tight knit, and I'll actually probably turn to Mitch on this one, because I don't know exactly how many people are on Twin Cities Disc Golf on Facebook, but I think it's like 4,000 or 5,000. Mitch, am I right about that?
Yeah, it might even be more, but yeah, we're hardcore in Minnesota about disc golf because you literally only get about 8 months to play without snow, and then doesn't matter. We usually go to Blue Ribbon Pines and play in boots and stuff throughout the winter, and like negative 30 degrees out. So we're pretty hardcore when it comes to disc golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you're always playing, like you're running out of time. And so you got to get it in while you can.
Yeah, that's very true. Absolutely. And yeah, that's one of the greatest things about Minnesota disc golf as well. You know, when we're faced with 4 or 5 months of just absolutely freezing cold, I mean, what can we do? Are we going to stop playing disc golf? Absolutely not. No, we're going to go to Blue Ribbon Pines, where Ray Jordan and the crew, they plow the fairways. Everything is beautiful. And if you're, you know, if you stay safe, there's no real danger of losing your discs. And as long as you, you know, have the proper gear to keep yourself warm, we play throughout the whole winter.
Sounds a little too cold for me, but I'm glad it works for you. So how did you get connected with Westside Discs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've always really loved Trilogy. And for the past maybe 3 or 4 years, Trilogy has been the main part of my bag. The Westside Maiden is my main putter, and it has been for a few years now. And I absolutely love it. It's a little bit shallower than most putters, and that thing just goes straight into the chains. You can aim at the stripe in the middle of the pole and you can be 40 feet out, and it's not going to really fade on you much at all. That's my favorite part about the Maiden. So I was absolutely hooked on putting with that putter when I first discovered it just a few years ago. And drivers like the Raider and the Recoil, you know, they're just really, really great. So I've always loved Trilogy to begin with. And one of my really close friends, his name is Luke Wessel. Luke is on Team Latitude 64, and he heard that Team Westside was trying to expand a little bit, so he got me connected with Gabe Diaz Serrano, who's the team manager for Westside Discs. And he and I had conversations back and forth with each other, and we talked about, you know, my hopes for my disc golf future and all of that, and we got connected on the things that I do for the disc golf community and whatnot. And you know, from there, he offered me a contract and we negotiated it. And I've been on Westside now for a year, and it's been absolutely incredible.
Like, what sort of things did you go into detail about what you do for your disc golf community?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, maybe about 4.5 to 5 years ago, I was one of the co-founders of Parsave Productions, which is a video coverage company. And, you know, we did a lot of coverage of different tournaments all over the place, which was really great. And the other things, you know, that I've done, you know, directing tournaments here in Minnesota. I was the tournament director for a while for the Spring Rip It, which is one of the biggest tournaments in Minnesota. Not the biggest, but one of the biggest. And assisting as well. I've been an assistant tournament director more times than I can possibly count. And besides that, just bringing content to the people. I like to think of the Disc Golf Bro Tour, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a little bit, but I like to think of the Disc Golf Bro Tour as the people's channel, bringing the people's content. So, you know, things like that. But also, for example, when I was maybe between 2018 and 2020, I think it was, I was teaching clinics at a local college that has a 9-hole disc golf course there. So just dipping my hands in whatever I can and, you know, introducing new people to the sport. It's really, really fun. And, you know, just coaching new players as much as I can through the first parts of disc golf, you know, learning the discs and learning how to throw in the form and all of that. It's just one of my favorite things to take somebody who's a total beginner and bring them to that intermediate level, somewhere where they can build off of and have a good foundation. Those are the things that I like to do.
Very cool. Very cool. So you're finishing up your first year with Team Westside, Westside Discs. How is this year playing as a sponsored player? Has this been different from previous years?
Yeah, I would say in lots of different ways. First, it's the most tournaments I've ever played in a year, which is still not a lot, right? I'm up to 10 tournaments now. I'm going to play a couple more here. And playing all of these tournaments, first of all, has gotten me to be a lot better of a player. But secondly, you know, having discs that I can rely on and also having backups for those discs, I can't tell you how valuable it is to have multiple backups of your main discs. Just because, you know, everybody has been there before where they step up to a really challenging hole, there might be a water hazard or something like that, and they say to themselves, you know what, I'm not going to throw the disc that I should throw on this hole because I don't want to lose it, right? So that's actually, it's kind of a funny thing, right? You wouldn't think that that's one of the biggest perks of being on a sponsored team, but having the discs available to you, you know, you can throw the correct disc on every hole. You can, you know, don't worry that your favorite disc is going to land in some gravel or something like that, right? Take your favorite putter and actually use it as much as you need to. And, you know, if you hit a tree and scuff it up, it's not the end of the world, right? You then donate those discs and you have some more, the backups and things like that. But honestly, I think my favorite thing about being on Team Westside and something that has changed for me over this last year is just being able to immerse myself a little bit more, not only in the disc golf community, but also on Team Westside. And Team Westside and all of the Trilogy family is absolutely wonderful. They're incredibly supportive. If anybody out there is listening is, you know, hoping to one day be a sponsored player, Trilogy is absolutely amazing. Dynamic Disc is incredible. Latitude 64, I've heard nothing but good things from my friend Luke Wessel. And Team Westside has been my second family. So it's been wonderful, and just it really brings me a new passion to the sport.
You did mention negotiating your contract. Is there any part of that you'd be willing to share, discuss, just so people kind of know, kind of behind the scenes, what goes into that? What's in the contract? What did you negotiate?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So, you know, there are certain things that I have to do in my summers, and those things conflict with playing as many tournaments as I'd like to play. So, for example, the contract that I was presented had 15 tournaments that I was required to play, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to get up to 15. So when I got the contract, I was looking through just all the different Minnesota tournaments, and I found 15 or 16 tournaments that I knew I could play, but then they dwindled down because of other prior obligations that I always have every year. And one of those things is I always go to my wife's parents' cabin, the in-laws cabin, and we go most weekends. And as everybody knows listening that plays disc golf, I mean, weekends is when you play tournaments and summer weekends is when you play tournaments. So if I want to enjoy the cabin as much as I want to, I'm really not going to be able to play, you know, 25, 30 tournaments like some of my buddies are playing. So I went through the list of tournaments, signed up for as many as I could. And I went to Gabe and I said, Gabe, I don't think I'm going to be able to play 15 tournaments. And we negotiated myself down to 10 tournaments. And that was actually really, really, really helpful because so far this year, I've only been able to play 10. And I think I'm going to get a couple more in, but I don't think I would have reached 15. So that was the negotiation that we had to work out. And honestly, it was just really, really amazing how accepting Gabe was about that. And you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to play 15 tournaments next year, so I might need to negotiate again, but that's part of the beauty of Trilogy. You know, they want to support their players no matter what part of it, right, right, is going to be their downfall. And so they're just there to support people who want to play disc golf and have a passion for it.
That's awesome. I'm glad they were able to work with you. I think that's something a lot of people don't think about when they think about, oh, I want to be a sponsored player. They just kind of imagine, as you said, you know, getting that truckload of discs, getting that team shirt or polo to wear. They don't really think about the other side for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'll tell you, you mentioned the polos and the shirts. It's funny how people just, you know, people just come up to you and they ask you, like, oh, you play for Westside, and what do you throw, and how long have you been playing? And there's just a lot more conversation that comes into play when you're repping your sponsor, right? I'm wearing a polo that says Westside Team, and that's always a conversation starter. And because of all of the merch and polos and T-shirts and hats and whatever that I've gotten from Westside, you know, I've met people just at restaurants and at Target and wherever. Who are disc golfers, and they'll come up to me and chat with me, and it's just really, really great. You know, being able to rep Westside and having that merch, I found that as the second the second really cool thing that comes along with that. Of course, you know, playing tournaments and being on the course and repping your brand. But also, you know, people coming up to you randomly at a Target and saying, I've been playing disc golf for a couple years. I would really love to get to a level where I can play some tournaments. And then I say, let's play a casual round maybe next week. And we'll see what I can do for you. I'm sure you can play a tournament even right now if you'd like to, but at least I can encourage. Right. So there's a right. couple of cool things that come with having that name on your back.
Yeah, no, that all sounds awesome. So you mentioned Disc Golf Pro Tour. I do want to get into that. Before we do, I want to say thank you again to Mando Discwear for continued sponsorship. Speaking of apparel, they also have a great line of apparel, very comfortable. So if you want to feel good and look good on the course, you can send it with style with one of their shirts, hats, or Mando joggers that are made specifically for disc golf. And we're getting into hoodie season already, so it's the perfect time to pick one up so you'll be ready. Check them out, mandodiscwear.com. Use code WSD10 at checkout to save 10%. That's WSD10. And Richie and Mitchell, for being guests on the podcast this week, we're going to send you a free item of your choice from mandodiscwear.com. And we'll take care of that after the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's great.
Fantastic. I love that.
So, Richie, what is Disc Golf Pro Tour?
Great question. So, primarily, Disc Golf Pro Tour is a YouTube channel. And it's funny because when I give out the name Disc Golf Pro Tour to people, they'll look it up on YouTube, they'll type in Disc Golf Pro Tour, and YouTube will always say, did you mean Disc Golf Pro Tour? No. So you actually have to hit the hyperlink that says, no, I did mean Disc Golf Pro Tour, and then you'll find my channel. But yeah, Disc Golf Pro Tour is primarily a YouTube channel. It's also an Instagram, so you know, we post there as much as we can, and on the YouTube channel, we post as many videos as we can, and basically it's a channel for the other parts of disc golf besides tournament coverage and leagues and the more formal side of disc golf. So Disc Golf Pro Tour is the fun side of disc golf. It's what happens in those casual rounds. It's let's come up with a fun game that's original that people can play at their own home courses. I think a great example is Mitchell and I just did a video where we took all of the discs in our bag, we threw them all in a field, and then we measured the distances that all of them went, and then we collected all the discs, went back to the starting point, and did that 5 times over. And the point of that was everyone should know how far, on average, each of their discs go. Okay, so if you know that, you step up to a hole that's 325 feet or whatever it might be, and it's a slight bend to the left, you have a lot better of an idea of, if I throw this particular disc, I know that this disc on average for me goes 340. So I'm going to give it a nice controlled toss, and it's probably going to end up a little bit short of that. And it's a really, really great way for you to get better, right? So that was just one thing that we did. Another one we did was the forehand backhand challenge. That was actually our first video. And that was just a fun little game. We brought Alex Geisinger and Ryan Sheldon out to a field, who are two of the biggest arms in the game of disc golf. And the game was, let's see what your combined distance is. You get one throw backhand and one throw forehand. Let's see what your combined distance is as far as you can possibly throw them. And these guys absolutely smashed it. I mean, Alex threw a 625-foot backhand and Ryan threw a 618-foot forehand. They combined them and both of them were over 1,100 feet with one throw backhand and one throw forehand combined. And I know that both of them could have gotten a lot more out of it. But just a couple examples of the kind of videos that we do on the Disc Golf Pro Tour. And we're just trying to entertain. Honestly, that's our main goal. Our goal is not to end up doing the things that Jomez is doing or doing the things that, you know, Central Coast or any of those channels are doing. Our goal is to bring the fun to the disc golf community, to watch our videos and just get a smile out of it, get a laugh out of it. And just be a little bit more connected to the fun side of disc golf. It's extremely important, you know, to smile on the course and to have a great time. So that's what we're trying to capture.
Awesome. That video, I watched that video that you and Mitchell did, the measure your discs. And for me, that really helped me out a few weeks ago. I played a tournament, a location is about an hour from my house. So I didn't really know that course too well. And so I thought the best way I can prepare is I just took all my discs to the field, got the average distance for all of them. So it kind of gave me some information as I approached the tournament, what disc to throw based on where the basket was. So that video actually helped me out quite a bit. So thank you for doing that. That was some great advice. So Mitchell, then how long have you been playing disc golf? What got you into disc golf?
So I've been playing disc golf for about a little over 5 years. I mean, I played here and there, kind of recreational, like 2010 during college and stuff. But funny enough, my buddy took me out to play disc golf on my 27th birthday, and it was at Alley Magnet where Richie actually played his first round of disc golf. And then we played that round, and then after that, I was hooked. And you know, the first time you go out, you can't throw the disc very well, and then after that, you're just hooked, and you're like, constantly want to keep getting better and better just to be able to throw the disc somewhat successfully.
Yeah, no kidding. You get out there, you watch that disc fly, you just get hooked and want to make it fly farther and farther. Awesome, man. So how did you get connected then with Disc Golf Pro Tour and with Richie?
So like a lot of my friendships in the disc golf community, you see people at tournaments, you don't really talk to them, then you add people on Facebook and then you start connecting, and then I know a lot of my friendships organically start because I like reaching out to people and starting conversations and that type of stuff. Like, I've seen Richie around, and then I just messaged him and said, hey, I like the Disc Golf Bro Tour. Like, you want to go play a casual round? And that's where that friendship kind of took off.
Oh, that's awesome. Say, because you were doing stuff before with M. Jasper Disc Golf on YouTube, particularly the Disc Golf Hot Sauce Challenge. Tell me about that.
In high school, I was a cook at Lifetime Fitness, and then other jobs throughout college. I did kind of cooking stuff. So food has always been kind of one of my other passions. Some people don't like hot sauce. Some people love hot sauce. And I felt like applying that to a disc golf round would be basically watching gold, because trying to handle the heat and you're trying to play a round against somebody, so then you're not taking another hot sauce if you lose the hole. So there's that added pressure, and then the heat seeking up on you. So it's like, it's a cool dynamic to kind of film.
Like a rolling snowball just gets worse and worse. You don't want to mess up because you kind of get the hot sauce, and then you get the hot sauce and it makes you mess up. Kind of like a vicious cycle.
We were going to do hot sauce round a few weeks ago, and I had some really hot sauce. Like, it was hot out too. So it was just, yeah, like you said, it would just keep compounding, and add some Carolina Reaper hot sauce, like the hottest pepper on the planet, and it was going to be rough either way.
That's crazy. So Richie, Mitchell, what is your vision then for Disc Golf Pro Tour? What do you want to see happen?
Yeah, so I think the main vision that Mitch and I have for the Disc Golf Pro Tour is next year, we want to be a little bit more scheduled on releasing videos. You know, we want our audience to be able to expect videos, you know, every so often, whether it be like even if it's as unoften as every first Monday or every first Tuesday of the month or something like that, right? So we want to be able to put out more videos, and we want to partner more with some other groups in the disc golf community here in Minnesota. So doing that, you know, there are a couple different groups. A couple different small teams and that we would love to partner with. And so doing more collaborations as well as more regular videos. And I think that, and don't hold me to this, everybody, but I think that it would be really, really great if next year somehow we could sponsor one or two players. I've always wanted to be able to do that for somebody because it was so wonderful. Everything changed for me when I was sponsored by Westside, and in so many more ways than I'm even able to explain. So being able to give that to a newer player, and that actually might be what we would want to do, is sponsor newer players, those who show a lot of promise, and do whatever we can to help them through, you know, that really important learning period. So that's basically my vision. I mean, Mitch, if you have anything else to add to that.
First and foremost, the most important thing we want to do is have fun. That's what we want to try to get across with our videos, is getting more people into disc golf, because yeah, they see us having fun in our videos and just, I don't know, capturing that moment where it's like the aha moment, like, I love disc golf. I want to keep playing this for the rest of my life.
Awesome. So if people want to check you out, if they want to maybe reach out to you for that sponsorship that you kind of teased, where can they find you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So just go to our Instagram. It's at Disc Golf Bro Tour. It's all one word. And just shoot us a message if you're interested in that. We would absolutely love to discuss it for next year. That's the best way to reach us.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. Is there anything else you want to add, say, or plug?
Oh, man. I guess I'll start. First of all, you know, I have to thank my sponsor, Westside. You know, I feel so fortunate to be on that team. Secondly, I want to thank Mitchell, because Mitchell is, you know, the newest member of the Disc Golf Bro Tour. And he's just been adding so much value, not only with helping film, but also the amazing editing that he's doing and the motion graphics. And I don't know if you saw the new bumper on the last video, but that was really cool. If you haven't seen that bumper, on the video, the shot wheel disc, right at the beginning, Mitchell put together this really, really cool bumper of these two fists coming together like a fist bump, and then an explosion, and then our logo in the middle. And that's just the kind of stuff that Mitchell is just really, really good at. And I'd like to thank him for that. And also thank you, Jay. I mean, you know, not only are you having us here on the channel and supporting us as the Disc Golf Bro Tour, but also you've supported me in the past, being on Team Westside and posted certain things about me and helped build my brand. So I appreciate you as well.
Oh, thank you for saying that. You're welcome. It's been a fun journey this year doing all this disc golf stuff.
Yeah, I just want to thank Richie for having me be a part of the Disc Golf Bro Tour. It's a great, fun collaboration because, I mean, I haven't posted anything on my YouTube channel in a while and kind of reinvigorated my passion because I really enjoy video editing and those types of things behind the scenes. Filming is kind of a difficult thing for me to do sometimes, but I appreciate you letting me edit our videos and add some value to that. And also, I want to thank you, Jay, for doing the Westside discussion. I mean, it helps me figure out when new Westside discs are being released and what players are playing in certain tournaments and how people finish and stuff. So you're adding a ton of value to providing information on Instagram and social media. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Westside Discussion Podcast. I want to thank Richie and Mitchell again for coming on. Thank you to our sponsors, Mando Discware and Birdie Fuel Coffee. The theme song is What Would You Be Like by Akira the Don. We'll continue the discussion next time.